Thanks very much for this invitation. Time is short, so without further ado, I'd like to start off by showing you this little picture of a steam turbine as it existed in about the first century AD. And it's fairly obvious it's not a very useful device here. It's really more of a toy. This is a steam turbine of the present day, and you can see it's a great deal more complicated. It's also a heck of a lot more useful. And one of the things that led from the turbine on the left to the turbine on the right was first the discovery and then the application of the laws of thermodynamics, in this case particularly as they pertain to the expansion of gases. So what my lab is interested in doing is in taking these laws of thermodynamics and now applying them to the molecules that make up living systems. And so, put another way, what we're trying to do is we are trying to follow the advice of the extremely famous physicist Richard Feynman by understanding living things in terms of the jiggling and the wiggling of their atoms. And here you can see a computer simulation of that jiggling and wiggling. So this is a difficult thing to do for a number of reasons. First of all, biological molecules are in fact extremely flexible, which makes the jiggling and wiggling very complicated. Second of all, they're very, very small, which makes them hard to see. So the way that we address this is by using nuclear magnetic resonance, or NMR spectroscopy, which measures the interaction between the tiny magnetic dipoles of individual atoms within biological molecules and an applied magnetic field. And using NMR, it's possible to resolve signals that arise from individual atoms in biological molecules, thereby giving us exquisite site-specific information on how they are jiggling and wiggling. In addition, we combine this information with isothermal titration calorimetry, which measures the tiny amounts of heat that are released or absorbed when a molecule interacts with the binding partner. And we use differential scanning calorimetry, which measures the tiny amounts of heat that are absorbed when biological molecules undergo conformational changes, such as going from the ordered folded state to a disordered unfolded state. So in a typical study in my lab, we'll measure some calorimetric data, we'll measure some NMR data, we'll look at it, scratch our heads a lot, try to come up with some sort of simple model that can account for all of the data that we've collected, fit this model to the data, and finally arrive at some kind of conclusion about a molecule. And in this case, we were looking at an antibiotic resistance enzyme, and what this model shows and the data show is that the two active sites of this enzyme communicate energetically, and furthermore, that part of this communication is mediated through folding and unfolding of the individual subunits. So this is interesting, but what do we see our role in the grand scheme of things being? Well, we think this information is going to be very important for better design of drugs, for designing enzymes with new functions, and just for simply improving our understanding of chemistry, physics, and biology. And thanks very much for your attention.